can't sleep. Gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
Welcome to a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 224, recorded on April 28th, 2020. I'm Wes Wilson.
Oops. And I'm Brent Copeland.
Hold on a second. Okay, now, who are you guys?
We're so good at this.
Nothing rusty here.
Oh, yeah, there's supposed to be some music here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what's happening? Who are you guys?
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Brent Copeland.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And you're watching The Shaft. It's back.
and we are social distancing.
Yes, and we are. Yeah.
But we would do it this way even if we weren't.
Yeah, you guys stink.
And we live 6 feet away from each other, though. They're like inches.
Oh, God.
I love how that was anonymous.
I bet I know who did it. I bet I know who did it. I bet it was
Golden Notch.
I bet it was one of our sponsors.
Spancers. Who's our Spancers?
Well, we've got a professional sponsor, and then we've got a degenerate sponsor, right?
Yes, we do.
Do you want to be the professional sponsor person, Brent, since you know more about this than I do?
Sure, and especially since I gave the wrong code last month.
Or week. What?
Whatever. I'm sure it works. But hey, just go back, start a new account, go to creeperhost.net and use the code THESHAFT. It's much easier, and you get 15% off your first month. And that's what we're using on our Shaftland server, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah. And then we've got a degenerate sponsor, which was JBJ Blaze, because he sponsored the episode last week with his poop blocks.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
He paid the poop toll.
Excellent.
That shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, I know. But we're fixing it. You should be able to sponsor. We really don't want your poop. But he said before the shaft ended, I was finally of Canadian age to drink beer. Now I'm still of age to drink beer, and I can have it with the shaft from maybe now and maybe on. So,
6 feet away. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Excellent.
Is he having a beer right now? Are you having a beer right now, JBJ Blaze, watching the shaft?
A Canadian
beer. I don't have one tonight. I need one.
He said he's wearing his special Calvin and Hobbes t-shirt. I don't. Is it the one where it's peeing on the shaft logo? I really feel like these jokes would be better if we were around each other. And I've noticed that in other shows too. Like I've seen like the SNL guys doing Weekend Update, you know, from their own houses.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And it's weird because you know they find each other funny, but there's something about the audio and the disconnected video that makes them not laugh as hard at each other's stuff. Mm-hmm. You know? Anyway.
Yeah, that's true. We'll have to just learn to do it this way, I suppose. Or we could just add a laugh track.
Oh, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if we each had the button. So every time any of us said anything, we could make our own laughs. Like,
yeah, that'd be good.
I'd put a Wilhelm scream in the back of mine.
I want the Pluto.
Curses! I love that one.
You know what? I got some extra special today.
What?
Extra special. This right here. Our journey.
Journey. I even did the pick motion like I used to do. It was instinctive. Like it was like Pavlov. I had to do it.
So,
and I'm sitting here copying some someone else used paid the poop tool. Is that what we're calling it? Submit an excavation station idea because you can pay the poop toll to submit those now. So I'm going to add that to the show notes.
People Excellent. Will not even get what that is.
So we got years and years of journey, but we'll keep this down to a minimum, I guess. It's been a long time since we've played. It's been at least, I don't even know, at least five years since I'd even logged in at all. Like, you know, I mean, I didn't even know anything that was going on. So then when I started getting back into it, I discovered like all these new features that just were just like completely game changing, just like blew me away. And the one thing that I want to like mention, like, the feature that I like the most basically about the new Minecraft, and when I say new Minecraft, that's like since, I don't know, version 1.1 or something. I don't know, like whenever it was, yeah. You know. So anyway, the one big thing that I discovered that I opened it up and I'm like, what is that? And I started using it. I'm like, this is awesome. It's the in-game recipe book. Yeah. Like that might be old for a lot of people, but like that's a huge game changer because like now I can not only can I just obviously make something without having to look it up in the Wikipedia and stuff or in the Minecraft wiki, but like now I can do like multiple like stacks and stuff. Like I love that, right? Like just put all your raw materials in your inventory and then just like boom, make stacks of 64 like with one hit. I mean, that's freaking awesome. So now I'm like building things that like I normally wouldn't have made because I'm like, you know, that's too much trouble. But I love it. It's so cool. And there's a billion other things that I love about it. But basically, I love that a lot. And I've been playing all the time on our new, well, it's like a private server right now. We'll open this up. But we just have like this bustling world that we've been working on day after day. It's just vanilla too, like no mods or anything like that, and just having a blast with it. So it's so much fun. It brought us back to this podcast, honestly. So
do you think with the recipe book that it's making it too easy at some point? Because like someone asks you, hey, how do you make a diamond pick, and you're like, I don't know the recipe. I gotta go.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, okay, let's be honest, okay? It's like memorizing phone numbers, okay? Don't get me wrong. It's a very useful thing to have memorized. But really, in this day and age, we don't need that anymore, right? We don't need to... It's wasting perfectly good gray matter on completely arbitrary things.
Yeah, okay? Good point. Yes. Yeah,
I'm so, just the old man here. Back in my day, we had to memorize all the recipes.
Well, and you had to experiment. Like there wasn't anything that said, oh, by the way, you might need to do this. Like you had to like do research before you played the first time to figure out how to make a shovel. You didn't know.
Yeah.
So,
but you know,
I guess like I just had an external link to the wiki, and that's what I guess we had to live with back then.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's weird that like not everything is in there too, you know. Like, why don't they just add like all the items? I understand that like some like items will pop up when you learn them, but like I kind of would like rather
fireworks.
Yeah, okay, that's a good example. Fireworks is not in there.
Wait, I think you got to get the raw materials to make them before it gets added to the book, right? Like, you can't learn how to make something with diamonds until you have diamonds, right?
Right. And fireworks is just, I don't know why it's different, but it never shows up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if you do more powerful fireworks, maybe they show up. But I mean, it's pretty simple, right? Paper and gunpowder, you're done.
Right.
You know, there's some like 12-year-old listening to this going, you guys are so stupid. It's because of this, this, and this. Hey, look, we played back in the day. So
we did our time.
Damn slack.
Yeah. Well, it's things that, like that that make me wonder what other things you can not build because they don't show up. Like I wanted to craft a beacon. I'm like, can you craft a beacon? I don't even know. And I type it in there, nothing comes up. And I'm like, are you pulling a fireworks on me? Like, I don't know.
But like at the same time, there are certain recipes. Like, I'll never forget sitting there trying to figure out how to make a damn wooden gate. You know what I mean? Because you know there's some sticks and some wood, and you're like, are they is it logs? Is it what sticks and this and that? And you're sitting there taking, and I like, no, I'm glad there's the book. The book is important. The book is good.
Yeah,
I love the book. And when I watch people streams who like don't use the book, like I'm like, wow, like that's weird. Good for you.
Show off.
I'm gonna use the book.
Yeah. So like my big thing, like, yeah, okay, the book is the big game changer. Okay. And there are lots of things that I like the water seaweed. And I mean, the drowned are an interesting concept, if not a very, very annoying concept. But probably like my biggest game changer is when I saw scaffolding in play. Like, scaffolding is just like, if you're building anything detailed, it's the best. Period. It's the best. You know, like I remember all the dirt blocks that you piled up, you know, and then you'd do that thing where you would put a torch under some sand blocks so you could get rid of it quick, you know, and just burn them all. Like, there's so many stupid tricks, and now there's just scaffolding. Scaffolding is the thing, and it's awesome.
I love the idea of scaffolding. I just suck with it. Like, I use it to get up to where I want to be. And then pretty much do without. But my city will have them everywhere. I mean, it looks like it's under construction because it's just scaffolding everywhere. I've gone up and then just leave it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
about you, Brent?
What's your favorite?
I think hands down my favorite thing with Minecraft now is the Elytra. Just flight is just amazing, and it just opens up so many new avenues of being able to go places quickly. Though not quick enough in some instances that I may be building an ice railway at the moment to get to another place.
Oh, yeah.
An ice railway? What is this? I don't even know what this is.
So if you put ice two blocks apart, basically a block between, and then kind of wall it in with glass along the side, you throw a boat on that puppy and you go extremely fast.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Extremely fast. So make it another highway to an outpost right
okay.
now.
Okay. Okay, cool. Cool.
It's like probably as fast as like a dolphin or something, you know, and those just go light speed.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah.
So my adventures in Minecraft have been speckled over the past few years. I have popped in periodically to poke around with this or play around with that, and I used lots of peas when I did it. However, I'll never forget, I messaged my friend, my good friend I Am Spoon, who will be on this show one day again, and I said, hey man, I'm feeling a little out of it, and I'd like to do some stuff with other people. If you're doing any multiplayer gaming and need somebody else, will you please message me? And he goes, I think I got something coming up. Got something coming up. We're going to do it. And so he messaged me, and he forwarded me to this, and it was the Build Guild server. And I got invited to the Build Guild server as a Build Guild buddy. And I'm all like, yay! I know, Wolves on there, Luckland's on there, Spoon's on there. You know, there are so many people we know who regularly build on that server. And I was very excited. I'm like, yeah, this will be great. So we logged on for the big opening event, you know, and I got my picture taken with everybody, you know, how everybody would do those opening day things. And it was really kind of fun. And I went and found a place and started building, and I started doing the same stuff I do every single time. I'm like, let's make some farmland. Let's get some pigs. Let's get some cow. Like, and these are all important steps. But at the same time, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again. I'm doing the same thing I always do whenever I play Minecraft. I'm doing the same things again. I'm like, this is why I quit. So I'm like, but it's all right. It's all right. I'll come back in a couple of days and I'll do some more stuff. So I took a little break and because I played multiple games, you know, and I was just coming. I'm like, okay, I'll play this maybe, you know, 1 or 2 days a week. It'll be great. Log back onto the Build Guild server. And I don't think that half those people had ever logged off. I think they played through sleep through those 2 days because everybody had built like skyscrapers. They had found the perfect biome. They have dug a pit to some gargantuan ton of gems that they knew were there somehow. And they were building, they were making mob spawners and generators and kill things. And they had baskets full of this and that. And I just was like, are you kidding me? Does anybody need any carrots? I got some carrots. You know? And so, It was, like, I would log back in periodically, but it was like I would never play by myself because I was playing, you know, 10-year-old Minecraft, and they were like in some futuristic place that I had never been, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I would log on, and Wolf had played for like a week, and he had like 4 bases and all this other stuff. And I'm like, dude, can I help you build one thing? And so I helped him, and we built this thing that killed spiders, I think. Anyway, point being that so I wanted to be very active on the Build Guild server, but I was like, eh. And so then Brandon Eric said, hey, we're thinking about doing this thing where we get back on and we play Minecraft. And I'm like, dude, I am so in, but listen, this is what happened with me with the Build Guild. So if we get onto the server, okay, we got to agree, we'll log on together and play together. Like, oh, yeah. It'll be fun. I'm like, because this is what happened to me on Build Guild. I felt useless and nothing was going on. And they were like, oh, totally understand. We'll get on it. Suddenly, they're like, oh, yeah, here's the login to our server. I log in. There are railways all over the place. Brent has like 18 bases. He hasn't slept in 7 days.
It was 2 weeks. It was a while. I'm deep. Like, I'm deep in now. Like, it's an addiction. Like, I got into, like, making the redstone, like, contraptions to, like, have a, you know, a portcullis that actually goes up and down and iron farms and farm this and like auto farm all this stuff and a villager like city that just now there's way too many villagers, way too many everything there. So it could be an issue. My wife and I are probably going to start counseling soon. That mainly helps
things. But I just want you to know you're not alone. All these other people did it too. So don't feel bad. Except for the fact that you told me that's not what you were going to do.
No, well, yeah, I don't remember the conversation. I'm sure it happened. I do think that if we like record a series or stream, that we start a new server to all start play together on that server.
Yes,
because I mean that's the end problem is. You know, if one person plays 1 hour a week and one person plays 5 and then one person doesn't sleep and loses their job and wife and kids, they're going to have some really cool stuff in Minecraft.
Yeah.
And not so much in the real world.
Right.
So, yeah, that's my Minecraft life over the last few years.
Oh, okay.
Is wanting to play casually and not knowing anyone who is not injecting Minecraft straight into their jugular.
Yeah. I'm getting to that point where it's like almost too much. And so like a little breather would be nice to like, you know, play lightly on another server.
Kevin Mason is like, but Wes, you know me. Yes. Yes, I do. So, Brent, did you want to talk about your ice highway, or is that what you were already talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm just making... So, I found a temple, and that was... a guardian temple in the ocean. And that was kind of one of the last things that I dealt with at all. It was like one of the last releases in Minecraft that we made a video for, but we never legit went in and fought the stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So like water stuff already terrifies me. Like I go building underwater and I just hear one of those drowned and I start crying and swimming away. So I'm kind of terrified about the Guardian Temple. So I found one that I wanted to just start testing, like, okay, how difficult are these things? And I've seen some tricks with TNT to blow holes into the... Anyway, so I found that, and it's too far to fly back and forth. So I started building an ice railway, and it's going nice, except for there's a lot of lava lakes, like 200 block lava lakes I'm staring at right now going, oh my God, a lot of this back building with gas coming in and I got to shoot up. And so it's like, do I wait and do I dig around, which no, I'm going to be too impatient for that. Or do I wait for the update, which they'll have some ways to make basalt stuff from ice, I believe, in the lava. So there's a way to make bridges with the flying machines. Wes, have you seen flying machines yet?
I have only heard about them. I have not seen them. My son is making some kind of a flying machine elevator in his game.
So that should be one of the first things we make together, because I haven't made one either. And it's okay. Just like honey blocks and slime blocks and then a couple, you know, the machines. And then you can send it across the world and sit on it or make it do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all for it.
So, but anyway, the ice bridge thing is just a method to get to the other place, and it's ongoing. I'll let you know. It should be finished next episode.
Awesome.
Nice. Excellent. Okay. Well, that was a lot of journeys. Just kidding. I hit the wrong bumper.
Hold on, I'm doing the thing. You can't stop me now.
Can't stop me now.
You're doing the own thing.
All right, let's try this one more time.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Pavlov, I tell you.
Is that a thing?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see this?
I do see
the original.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Wow. I don't have any of my old diamonds. Wow, that's awesome. It belongs in a museum.
Yeah.
This, and I have a pick in a box that someone sent us to get signed by everyone. And we've never like been with that pick and everyone at any one time to like actually get it signed. So yeah. We need to get that signed when we can get together again.
Yeah. We'll do that.
It off.
I will do it. I'll do it. I'm happy to.
That's news.
That's news.
News, news, news.
There's also Minecraft Dungeons is launching on May 26th. Yay. I'll steal that headline and put it forward.
Yeah.
I still need to reach out to the Mojang people because I got some connections there. We probably can get included in some early release stuff, and I'd like to maybe do a video that we can put out on release day or something. But yeah, Minecraft Dungeons. I saw some of my friends, like Ghost from Texas, playing it, and it looks good. It basically is a freaking Diablo style Minecraft game, and yeah. Oh darn, Diablo.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
So this will be the first Mojang Minecraft game in that universe, right? Like, because Telltale Games did a Minecraft, but like this is actually a legitimate Mojang game. So
yeah,
this is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Much better than Scrolls.
Scrolls!
What are you talking about? Scrolls was awesome. I did a podcast episode about it.
I totally forgot about that episode.
The Ream?
What was it called?
The Ream.
The Ream.
The Ream. That's so dumb.
That is so laughing.
That was I completely forgot about it till I watched the recap video. By the way, for those who aren't aware, we did a recap video of the first 50 episodes, and you can go look at it on the Shaft Live YouTube page. And it was illuminating. It was illuminating.
That's a good adjective.
For so many reasons.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to find out what these reasons are later.
I told you some of them. But I mean, like, the reality is that, like, it's funny watching how much we've changed, you know, because we were really rough those first few episodes. Really rough.
Really rough.
Even though we had done plenty of control point, you know, stepping it, like, I when I look at episode, like, 60 versus episode, like, 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think when we first started the Shaft, we had like literally our hardware was kind of like duct taped together and stuff. Like we had like some real archaic junk. And then as time went on, we spent like a lot of money and had like pro gear and stuff. Like we had some stuff like that, like radio stations would have, you know, and it made our life like super easy and it was fun. It was just like, wow, this is like. But yeah, at the beginning, it was like just some, it was kind of.
Our first podcast was headphones plugged into a laptop. I mean, this wasn't the Shaft. This is a different one.
Yeah.
But we were actually talking through they were headphones you would put in like probably back then an MP3 player, not an iPod or anything.
Yeah.
It was really suck.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. We taped
we were pioneering a lot of stuff too. There was no XSplit back then. There was no like thing that took a bunch of cameras and put them on what, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like we were buying, you guys were buying like Chiron stuff that people use at television stations to try to piece together a multi-person video podcast.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm putting four webcams into one computer. Whoa, yeah. That was a challenge.
Nobody did it. And we would run into these problems where like we had to have all the same brand and style of camera. Like if we tried to mix and match, it would screw everything up.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
So we had to get four Russian cameras.
Yeah. Those were
the four ones, the gooseneck camera.
Yeah, those are weird.
The red one? The red ones?
Those are freaky cameras. Russian cameras. Man.
But a lot of people never knew like what we were going through. Like, and you know, you look at stuff nowadays where people are able to stream with XSplit and put like, you know, freaking 5 cameras and roll 20 up so you can see the map of the dungeon people are going through. We're like, we never had that stuff.
Yeah.
We streamed on Ustream and we liked it.
Ustream. Well,
what's cool is like we're not like angry and bitter. We're so excited about all this easy new cool stuff that like that's kind of another thing that brought us back. Like we have like alerts and junk popping up on Twitch. Like this is all really cool stuff, you know? Like so.
Yeah.
So this one might look rough now, but then when you rewind it back and you look at this in the year from the year 2021, I guess, you'll go, "Yeah, that was a pretty rough episode considering what they have now." So,
yeah.
We're in the rough ages right now.
It's true.
Let that sink in while we listen to this little beauty sent to us from JBJ Blaine.
Wait, do we not have a bumper?
Yeah.
Do we have a contributions bumper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, from JBJ.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I see.
I'm stupid.
Back in the 10s, they were on a famous Minecraft podcast show. On the Shaft podcast, the Shaft with Brent, Wes, Eric, listener contributions. The Shaft.
Wow, that was beautiful.
It was. I feel very. What's that guy's name? The experimental music guy. You know what I'm talking about.
Doug Henning.
No, I'm gonna start calling my kids by the wrong names if I try this. So let's just move on.
I feel like JBJ Blaze kind of phoned that one in.
Literally.
Speakpipe.com /Jeff. You can send your own in.
That's right. Phone it in, just like JBJB. So we have some listener contributions, and what we got here first. Sent in, these are sent in, are all, how are all these sent in? Are these different ways, or is there one method that you pulled these from?
So the first two are actual reviews on podcast things. So I don't know if these were from Stitcher or from Deezer or from Deezer or from Apple iTunes. I don't know. It's from one of those. So if they say reviewer on there, that means it's a review. And some of them come from our submission form, which you can get to on the shaft.live. Sweet. We love these weird website addresses. There's a form there. Fill it out.
Sagey Noodles says, the best podcast I've ever listened to. I've listened to The Shaft since it began, laughing and having fun the whole way through. Super fun!
Woo!
Yay! Yay!
This next one is from Tom WSMF. I'm not really sure what WSMF stands for, but I'm hoping it's family friendly. He says, one of the best Minecraft podcasts. Over the years, my kids and I have watched and listened to metric tons of Minecraft shows. The Shaft was always the one podcast we came to time and came back to time and time again. Lots of great interviews, exciting banter, and a never-ending flow of Minecraft information make this a standout show.
Well, we're working on the Minecraft info.
Yeah, we'll more of that. I was about to say, it's a little...
Yeah, we'll have some of that sprinkled in at least by the year 2021.
After our 10-year anniversary,
yeah,
we'll talk about it. This next one is from Acadian Bacon, and this was from the submission form. It says, hello, Eric, Brent, and Wes. Long, long, long time fan. Ever since your first episode of Control Point and all the way up until about episode 200 of The Shaft. That was when it went downhill real fast, I think. So maybe we should take those episodes off.
I think it was going downhill pretty fast from episode like six.
That might be true, but our guest may be offended because that's when we started to have them. But anyway, goes on to say, I caught an email notifying me that a new episode of The Shaft had been streamed on Twitch 3 hours before I saw it, and I felt both disappointed that I miss being there for the live experience and extremely excited that my literal favorite internet people have gotten together again. I truly feel like a large portion of my life was lived with all three of you at my side, from Control Point to Nation of Gamers to The Shaft and all the myriad other podcasts in between, Warp, Core Elements, On Smite, etc. Agent Academy? Very happy to see that you're back, and I'm going to try my hardest to be there with you every step of the way, just like you were with me, to my best internet dads a kid could ever hope to have. Yes. If you guys need the MP3 files of The Shaft, I currently have episodes 1 through 217 in case you can't access them for any reason.
Oh wow!
It's all right. I had them transformed into a visual format and tattooed on my butt, so it's okay. We've got all those episodes. You just got to put the QR scanner on my butt, and you can listen to them.
You didn't put it on your shaft? I mean, it seems so obvious, Wes. Painful, but obvious.
So I was not to say I could only get 211 episodes there.
We can do the reduced show notes, but we are missing an episode. We do need to find it. It's episode 221, I believe, the game show episode. It's just disappeared.
Oh, weird.
Wow.
Yeah, so, we had lost these, or maybe it was a Control Point. A while back, and we did a call to a listener saying, hey, if anyone has these episodes, and we actually had somebody who gave us a whole bunch of them. But what had happened early on was I had a hard drive that crashed, and unfortunately, it had all the raw recordings of every Shaft, Control Point, Warp, Left 4 Dead podcast, The Daily Gamer, like you name it.
I forgot about the Left 4 Dead podcast.
Yeah. Like everything we'd ever.
The Safe House.
The Safe House. That's the one. Yeah. It had everything on there. It had all the raw assets. It had all the things. So we had to rebuild a lot of the stuff for the Shaft here. That's kind of the reason that I kind of just wanted to refresh the intro song anyway, but we don't have access to the original stuff. So anyway, the bumpers that you hear today are actually extracted from older episodes. I had to listen to a lot of them to get like some clean ones and lift them out. I lost a bunch of songs that I was working on, and photos for about 10 years of my life are gone. Anyway, a whole lot of other stuff has gone too. I still have
a lot of really lurid photos I sent him between 1998 and 2006.
Luckily. But yeah, so like I still have this hard drive,
man.
And I'm like, maybe one day I'll find a service that's so good that they'll be able to get the stuff off. In fact, I think the platter is okay. I think it just has to do with the motor, that the head that reads it. And that's a pretty easy fix, but that's beyond me. Like I would rather not, like the first time I try to do this is going to be my important hard drive. I'd rather have some experience. So I'm just kind of waiting.
Maybe they want to be sponsors of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I'm waiting on technology to improve a little bit before I attempt to get it repaired. Cause I'd hate for someone to try to repair it too and say, sorry, I messed it up. Therefore, I'm just going to tell them, yep, can't do it. It's broken, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and I want to point out that I've had a lot of people approach me over the last 10 years and be like, oh my God, thank you so much for, you know, doing these podcasts. They meant a lot to me at the time. And like some people act like they're bugging me by saying thank you. You're really not bugging us, I promise you. I know that every single one of us is glad that we were able to be a positive, you know, experience in people's lives. I mean, a lot of bad stuff happens, and there's a lot of times that you don't want to necessarily remember. And if you can get a good lifeline during that time, and I've had people tell me that I helped get them through some really rough times, and it means a lot. And we appreciate the fact, like, that's the reason I actually thought about coming back and doing this show, is because there are a lot of people who are still like, oh my God, that would mean so much to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's awesome to be able to be a positive influence on people, especially at times like these or at other times, you know, when people are going through stuff.
Yep. Well said.
Very well said.
Thanks.
So that was Acadian Bacon, been around since the dawn of time. let's see here, what else do we have?
We got Banjo Gate. Will there be a Discord in the next episode? Maybe the next episode.
Oh yeah.
let's give it out right now.
Really?
Is it ready to go?
We've Are we ready? Mods.
No, we, but do you know, we? What's the worst thing that can happen? We got to ban a bunch of people.
Oh my God, this is a bad idea.
Is this a bad idea?
Well, you know, we have to open the gate at some point. Might as well do it during live on a show, right? How many people are watching right now?
Yeah.
26.
Okay, let me just point out, JBJ, you're hired. Joe Hills, you're hired. Aztec Consulting, you're hired. You have a lot of work to do tonight. Don't have any plans.
Yeah, throw it out there.
Yergi, you too, Yergi.
So do I just do that? I just posted it in chat.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. We'll have another wave when this hits YouTube. And so if you're listening to this audio podcast, then go to theshaft.live. We'll have the URL and all that kind of good stuff. So you can go there, check it out, get on. We have lots of channels already kind of built out. And I think it's going to be a cool place to hang out and just to share stuff and just, you know, keep in touch, right? Yeah. So it's like, normally we're just hanging out with people once a week, but now it's kind of every day. So, because I have Discord open every day, all day.
And if you think you're going to come and troll us, I'm just going to tell you now, no monkey business. You got no talent. We're too old to put up with your stuff.
We know people who do mod stuff that can mod when we can't.
Yeah. You want to read the next one? Anyone?
So, yeah. Let's just hop through these.
Okay.
Yeah. Like frogs. Camaro 647.
Camaro.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Wait. How do you say it again?
Camaro. Bitchin' Camaro. You know.
I ran over your neighbor.
Yeah, that's
all you had to do was bring up some dead milkmen, and I'm good. Thanks. I'll take more of this. This was on The Shaft Is Back. A lot of these are from The Shaft Is Back YouTube comments.
Nice.
Eric? Okay. Or Wes? Who's next?
Eric's next.
Oh, Skelecrafter says, bruh, just like that.
Max Hugh says, now open a server again, and I'll really be back.
Okay, posting it in chat. No. Next, Extra Fortly says, loved it.
Hermatic One said, great news, you guys are coming back. Would love to see you guys do streams, Minecraft adventure maps, and mod packs, and of course, the podcast. Really am looking forward to hearing and seeing you three fine fellows again. By the way, nice vid, so many memories. Regards. And that was a comment to the look back at The Shaft, 1 through 50.
Mike Gallagher says, do all the files still exist somewhere? I'd love to rewatch The Shaft. They never left. Thanks for ignoring us.
But they're all gone right now. We're going to re-upload them to this channel.
Yeah, to the new channel.
After some tweaks. So they will be there.
Yes.
Soon. Trademark.
Eric?
Oh. Mike Gallagher. Do all the sorry, he already said that one. Snazzy McGee. Now that's a name I can remember. The nostalgia watching each of these and being transported back 10 years. Amazing. Incredibly excited to hear from you guys again. Dead Workers got resurrected. Well, we're not really Dead Workers anymore.
That's a long story.
Notice that name's not on here anymore. We're just without the long story, we're basically not the Dead Workers Party. We're just The Shaft. And that's kind of like you could say, oh, The Shaft guys. Like you already said that anyway years ago. Oh, you know The Shaft guys? That's kind of us. So whatever you want to call us is fine.
Yeah.
The next one here is from Acadian Bacon says, I'm so freaking happy that this is coming back.
Nice. Yep. And then Victor Pradley says, can't wait to drunk call the show 15 times again.
Hey, should we listen to see what he has to say? Are we playing this later?
Let's
play it.
Okay.
Good one.
We got something from Victor. And it goes a little something like this.
Hit it!
Hello, Brent. It's me. It's Victor again. It's been a long time. I didn't think you'd ever come back to us, Brent. It's so good to see you. I want to thank you for having a trim and cleaning up your beard. Because, look, I'll be honest, man, you look fucking disgusting. And that was really embarrassing. Am I allowed to say fucking anymore? I don't know if we're going back to family friendly or we're gone away from family friendly again. It was never really clear. I mean, if I can make an argument for not going family friendly, I mean, everyone who listened to you was like 12. And now it's been so long that everyone coming back is going to be like 102, you know, which is only a couple years away from being your age, Brent. Anyway, love you. Bye.
He is with love you.
Uncalled for.
It was. It was. And to keep things in perspective, we still want to make our videos watchable. But like, you know, like people can share their videos with their kids now, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. If you were 12 when you listened to us the first time, you're 22 now. You might have a kid or two. You might.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about Victor, but other people that
say, yeah, probably. Nobody, that poor guy.
That was pretty awesome.
Oh, man.
We have another one here from Ars Malik. He says, much love. And in fact, Ron sent in a little something too. And just like Victor, it goes a little something like this.
Greetings, the Chef Podcast. It is so good to hear you again. This is Ron Smalek coming to you from the internet. It's been a long time. Hope you guys enjoy this look back and retouching what really made an impact on a lot of our lives. And this is what we need in a time like now. So best of luck, and I can't wait to hear more.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Ron. That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we need a room of discussion. He sent us an email, too, that he wants to have a little chat with us. So maybe he's going to tell us about some good maps, maybe something that he's made that we can play or something.
Mr. Lover, so lover.
Looking forward to that.
Ooh.
We need that in the sound file, right?
We do a little sound clip. Okay, we'll work on that.
Yeah.
Wow, these are great. Okay, well, let's hit him with a little of this right here.
Excavation station.
Yeah.
Instinctive things. I did the bagok thing again.
Right?
It just happened.
It does. You can't control it.
So this one is going to be a little different. Yeah. Well, for me anyway, because I can't think of anything to add to the game yet because I'm still like discovering things and like I'm just overwhelmed.
Can you already be in there?
I'm overwhelmed with all this stuff that's going on and all these new cool things and stuff like that. So I couldn't think of anything all week long. I've been thinking about what I would add. So I'm going to have to skip this week.
I have one and it's at the end of the dock.
Oh, okay.
So you go ahead. Brent, you go ahead.
So I really didn't even know if we were going to come up with ones ourselves. I can't remember if we stopped doing that at some point and just read all the listeners. So I threw this in here as an example.
Okay.
But it grew on me. And I've been thinking about it. I want a new mob in large ocean biomes. We already have turtles. What about sea turtles that you can ride on, like in Finding Nemo? But they're like kind of fixed. So you hop on one place and it takes you super fast to the other end of the big ocean. And then you can hop off. You don't have to hold your breath underwater. You kind of just have an air pocket, I guess. And hostile mobs wouldn't attack you. So just something like that.
I like it.
Okay. Sweet.
I like it.
Could you breed them, you think?
I don't know, because I think they would be fixed. So if they're fixed, then they can't breed. Like if you fix your dog, you can't breed it.
Right? Why would they be fixed?
It'd be a fixed path that they went on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like a train station. And then I just changed it to something completely unrelated, like a dog being fixed.
Oh, okay. I just wondered if you had some elaborate like backstory or something.
Okay. Not at all. Like I said, 5 seconds to think of this thing.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry it don't take 2 weeks to think of the awesome ideas.
All right. Next week it'll be awesome.
So this next one is from a person who goes by Nintendo Switch Minecrafter. And their title is More Swords.
More Swords.
More Swords.
More Swords.
More Swords.
And their description is like glass swords and cow swords to make it funnier.
Oh.
And like, think about it. Think if you could make a cow sword and you could beat somebody with it, and every time you hit them, they went, murr, murr, murr. Yeah. You know, and maybe like brown. They bled milk.
It's like those clown hammers that have the things on the end that go.
Yes,
but it's cow noise. Okay.
So it's like a Nerf gun. Like maybe it doesn't really hurt, right? Just a little splash of milk and.
Well, I mean, I think the glass sword should freaking hurt, but you shouldn't be able to hurt somebody with it twice.
Right.
You know, you swing it at them, hurts them real bad, just like if you hit somebody with a big piece of glass.
Well, it's like a drunken brawl, like just smashing a beer over someone's head, right? Yeah. It's basically the same as hitting them with a sword.
Yeah, but that's with like those fake theatrical, you know, like sugar glass bottles. Like if you hit somebody with a real bottle, it hurts.
Maybe it was like a one-use glass sword, but it did like quadruple the damage with that one hit. But then you'd have to change to a different
weapon. Yeah. NJ Coffee Junkie in the stream says they want a mooing three sword, so that like you could enchant it with moo.
As an enchantment. I like it.
And it like moos in harmony.
Yeah.
Moo.
Moo.
Moo, moo, moo. Anyway, moo. So moo.
Moos, moos, moos.
That's a control point joke. So we got a. What is this weird thing? I'm in your game.
I don't know. So you can use poop blocks to submit excavation station ideas. And I think they're somehow in our game griefing our server right now. I don't know. But Unstable Dream says. I'm in your game. Maybe we shouldn't have opened up the Discord server. I don't know.
I'm scared.
This is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I'm scared now. Minecraft dude. He says more building blocks, more wood and dye and paint. Okay, so I don't agree with the more wood. We have so many different types of wood. We have the gamut. Everything is covered from dark to light. You can even shave it now. See, that's something new that I just discovered, that you can like shave the bark and have like smooth. Anyway, like, I mean, you have slabs and logs and I don't know. Like, I don't know about the wood thing. Dyes. I think you have like all the colors, right? Like, is there a color?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of colors.
Yeah, there's a lot of colors. And then paint. That's the one I can get behind. I like paint.
This is what I want to do. I want to be able to write graffiti on the side of my friend's house.
Yeah.
I want spray paint.
It's like drawing.
See. We need some aerosol cans. That's okay. We can start polluting the Minecraft universe.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of like, you know, being able to change the color or the tint of something, you know, like then you could take wood and make it blue or something. And think about like in Photoshop, it'd just be like a color layer or something, right? Like it wouldn't be a solid, but it would be like.
It'd be like Brent's eyes, you know?
Yeah.
In game, you know, the way his eyes float, they hover.
Avatar so fast.
They're so weird. But yeah, I dig the paint. Idea, maybe not the other two, but thank you, Minecraft dude.
So do you think they need paint, like a whole new item, or like currently signs you can use dye, whack them with the dye and change the text color?
Yeah,
maybe we just dye stuff with dye, or do you think we need to mix it with something to make another item first?
I think you should be able to paint a surface.
Yeah. What if it was like a potion? Like you hit a surface and it does like 8x8, or you know, a splash. So you would have to have a lot of these paint potions, but they're basically paint cans. You just throw them, whatever it lands on, gets painted. You know, in a big pattern, 10x10 or something like that. You know, that'd be fun. A little splash paint. You get a little artsy with it.
I think they got burned with the leather. Being able to dye leather, and then when they're like, no one's using this, and it's like, well, because it's leather. No, they were like, we're done with dyeing a bunch of different crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
So everybody go use leather and dye it.
Show them that we really care.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to do the last one. So, Brent, do you want to do this one?
QWERTY. Or actually, we have two. Launcher browser.
Yeah. That's the one you went to.
TriMaster Joe, who has been on the server. He's already one of the first mods on the new Shaftlands. He's been building the Welcome Center. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
And doing all the stuff that Wes wishes he could do on the server. But it's all been done. So he wants a launcher server browser. That's the title. The description is, move the multiplayer server and realm server selection screens to the launcher. There, the player can choose a server. If the server is running an older version, it launches the appropriate version of Minecraft to play on it. The new launcher could be able to launch mod packs and realm servers running older versions of Minecraft. There's more I could suggest they could do with it, but they don't pay me.
See, this is way too logical. Do you people know Mojang? Do you understand how their company works? This well, is not. This is not going to fly. Yeah, this is not going to fly. Now, there is a tool called MultiMC, which is what I use, and it allows you to define a version, like what mod packs you want to use, like what shader packages and stuff you want to use. So, yeah. What you're talking about is multi-MC, but legit. And yeah. I agree.
And then maybe even one step further, like right now you can do the settings where it can download the resource packs. So it changes your look on there. Like I don't even want to have to go and figure out what add-ons and plugins and everything I need to go play on this server, especially with the new like Spigot and Bungie servers where it's like network of servers in one thing. It'd be cool to be able to have all the different versions on these different servers and not have to like switch locally. And just when I log into that server, it says, hey, do you want to download this? We can download it in the background. You can go play on the other server and we'll tell you when it's done kind of thing or something. Yeah. And then go play.
Well, the main issue with that I could see is like somebody makes a mod that farms your computer for all your Facebook and Wish shopping data so they can make you buy all the dongles they sell.
Yeah. I've already got it on mine and I have a bunch of dongles. So if anybody needs a dongle, just ring a ding ding.
Ring a ding my dongle dongle.
That's an old phone. Like
I'm the dongle guy.
Does anyone actually put their phone up like this anymore? I mean, only when they're in the car now, I think, is the only time. Other time it's just kind of held out and they just walk around like.
I think in the future when we implant chips in our skin, we'll have one in our pinky and we'll walk around like, hey, what up,
dog? That'd be the worst. Why would they do that? Why not just put it in the ear and in our mouth?
Yeah, in the lip. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I want my freaking, built-in lav mic, damn it.
Weird.
Okay, Eric, you got the next one.
Okay, so QWERTY wants a 3D printer. A 3D printer. Break it down. What does a 3D printer do? It creates 3D objects in the real world that are based on 3D models from a virtual world, right? Because you're on your computer.
So isn't like MC Edit, right? Because isn't that the one where you take templates in and it builds the whatever thing or whatever?
Right.
Command block, something like that.
So that means that you would have to have an interface in which you still create this. You would have to create the plans, right? You would have to kind of create this thing and then have it printed out. Otherwise, you're just basically molding clay in game. Like you just take a block and you start, you know, scraping away at it. And then you have like a bowl, you know.
Okay, imagine if you will. I make a 3D printer that makes railroad tracks, right? Mm-hmm. And it makes a string of 10 railroad tracks. And then all I got to do is every 10 spaces, I got to throw one of them down. And then it'll build all the tracks.
Oh, I see. I see.
So what's the input?
Nobody's going to get that joke. Nobody's going to get that joke, just like they didn't get the stupid Ghostbusters joke we told 5 years ago.
It's okay. They'll go and learn.
They'll do a reboot.
We'll,
movie.
Maybe they'll ask us at the next MineCon when we do a panel there.
Yeah. What is input?
So, but like, you normally call me Johnny Five. Johnny Five is alive.
So, I don't know. So,
Guy and Clay? Would that be like, what would be the similar thing, like the reels of filament of stuff that you put into 3D printers?
So, let's imagine this.
Let's see.
Let's imagine this. Okay.
Okay.
What you do is you you lay the pattern on the ground, right? And maybe it's 20 by 20, right? Mm-hmm. And then whatever you build in the 20 by 20 by 20 cube, once you activate something else, it takes the pattern and it stores it in it.
Oh, I see.
And then if you take the pattern and put the resources in it, you can just drop it on the ground and it'll build it. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Too much for the game.
Yeah.
Too much.
It sounds like a fun mod for sure. Like it sounds definitely sounds like some kind of like Tekkit mod or Forge thing or something. But and you can 3D print Johnny all day long. Johnny Five.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Johnny Five is alive. So I'm gonna move on to my last one. Here we go. This is the last one, and this is from me. And I want an alarm block. Okay. It's a very, very simple thing. All it is that you put it on the ground and it's owned by you and you put a message in it. Okay. And then if any block is altered within 25 spaces, it starts spamming chat. So and so is trying to move a block in Wes's house. So and so is trying to move a block in Wes's house.
Wait, I want an alarm block. Disassembling.
No, I'm saying that like if I put a message into the alarm block and if there's any status changes around my alarm block, it announces like if it they in the chat.
Disassembled your house.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like no if you
disassemble.
If you,
no,
if disassemble. You open my.
So weak.
The word. Freaking old people jokes. God damn it. Anyway. Okay. We're done. We're done with this terrible
segment. I love the alarm block. I love it.
Sorry. I didn't mean to Johnny Five all over your good idea.
Yeah.
I think so too. Multiplayer servers when people are messing with your junk.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
it would help mods monitor servers and things like that. So yeah,
Like we probably need alarm blocks right now as we're doing this show on our server,
on our Discord server. Yes,
yes, awesome. I like how this show is going. In fact, I have a hunch that it's about to get better. Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh my god, it's so intense.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
We have some sweet sightings this week.
We only have one. Anybody want to talk about it?
Did it get disassembled or what? Where did it go?
Is it still around? Can you still download that?
Is that something?
You put it in there.
I'm pretty sure that's just an example link.
But
it goes to somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to look and see if the download link is still here.
Okay, what we're talking about, this is really weird. So, this Hold is on. A link.
No, no, the download link goes to an AdFly thing. No, no, we can't talk about that.
Oh, no!
It's gone, it's gone! They left
this, this used to be an old thing, though, right? Because it was the official Shaft mod.
Look, and there's a picture of me in the freaking... this was created in 2010.
Wow.
By Jaden B. This was the official Shaft podcast mod. It included various features such as poop blocks, poop armor, throwable poop items, poop tools, stained glass, Spawning scrolls, hot chocolate, flying boots, and housekeeping maids. Housekeeping!
I don't know why.
That's great. That's
so, yeah. Funny. There once was a Shaft mod, but if you go to the download link now, it doesn't work anymore.
The MediaFire link works.
Oh my God, you're right. It does.
Oh.
Well, then we should put this in the show notes.
It done. Done and done.
So you have to get what version? 1.1? No, 1.2, right?
3. 1.2.
I thought when the next update, multiplayer support, 1.3, okay.
Yeah, this is old. If you make this work, we want to hear about it in listener contributions.
Yeah, let us know. Even better, give us a screenshot or some a video clip or something. But there's a screenshot there with like poop all over the floor. That's that is quality mod right there. That's awesome.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you pooping all over that idea, that mod? Don't poop block all over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
And do we have a bumper for this next segment, or is it still me?
I think it's always you.
I don't think we ever had. Uh-oh, someone's here.
What is that?
Come in.
What?
Oh,
Meet for pillow?
No, you can't come in.
Yeah, it's all taken care of.
I've been out there a very long time.
No, but outside.
Have you been in that closet for 5 years? Wow. You need some food? Are you hungry?
I was going to do an out-of-the-closet joke, but it just didn't seem appropriate.
Oh. Well, I was going to do a Corona joke. And
that might not be appropriate either.
Let's mix them.
Yeah.
You got your out-of-the-closet joke in my...
Let's just go back to the short circuit jokes. How about that?
So you can visit us currently on the shaftlive.live.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
And it's even been updated recently. Yes.
The shaft.live, right? Did I say the shaftlive.live?
No, don't do that. Because let's go buy that domain.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do that. Don't go. Do not go to the shaftlive.live.
Because that'd be weird.
Damn it. Go to theshaft.live.
Yes, that is the place to go. Not theshaftlive.live. Don't go there.
There's no comms or nets or orgs or anything.
Yeah.
So that's the new place.
Yes.
To get your shaft.
There may not be achievements coming soon to it.
Yes. And Aztec Consulting just redeemed 380 poop blocks for Meat for Pillow. Meat
for Pillow. Nice. Redeeming them poop blocks. So also we did mention that we have a new YouTube channel, so we're no longer doing the Dead Workers Party channel, although it's still there, but we're gonna re-upload stuff, not like all at once, but we'll figure it out. But
I don't want to just put up the videos with all the Dead Workers info, or it's gonna confuse people. So
right yeah, so we do have some
stripping that out when possible.
Yeah. And of course, all brand new stuff is going to be going up there. So we're going to be doing adventure maps. We're going to do, I think we're all on board for doing snapshot videos because they're fun, informative. And I don't know, we love them. Everybody likes those. And of course, every episode that we do of The Shaft will be there. And that's youtube.com/theshaftpodcast. And when you go there, I think the name is actually The Shaft Live, but, so
where? What do I do?
What'd you say? Oh,
where is it?
youtube.com/theshaftpodcast. Make sure that's actually a thing, because I think that's where we've been putting videos.
No. Yeah. Is it?
No. Okay.
Yeah. It says The Shaft Live is the name.
And check
maybe
out
that change.
Yeah. Check out the videos that we have up there right now. There's only just a handful, but you'll get to see if you haven't already seen the awesome teaser that's basically kind of showing everyone that the Shaft is coming back. It's an epic cinematic, a 3D animated thing that Maz made from Extreme Beyond.
Yeah.
And it's a super epic if you haven't seen it. It's real short. It's like under a minute or something. Check that out. Hit a subby. Smash it if that's something you're into.
Smash that sub.
Smash that submarine.
The like, hit the sub.
Ring that bell.
Ring it. Just ring a ding ding it.
Yeah.
Someone clip that out. We need Wes going, ring that bell.
Awesome. Also, we're streaming on Twitch. So if you're listening to this on audio right now, we're doing this on Tuesday nights, but that might change. You can watch us live on Twitch at twitch.tv/theshaftlive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a goodie. You should always go there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Are we done?
Well, I want to say this. So it's not set up yet for people to log in, but eventually viewers will be able to log into theshaft.live. And get achievements for listening to an episode. And you'll need a code. And that code is, for this episode only, poop blocks. I'm ground just for US. But see, we can never use that again as a code.
Okay. It's so fine.
Get it out of the way. Rip the Band-Aid
off.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
So never save that again. Code. Because it'll be useful one day.
It'll be classic.
Name your poop box. One word, case, by the way. One word.
Right.
Poop
blocks. Yep, classic. Classic Shaft right here. Poop blocks and bad jokes and old references from the 80s that no one will get. We're back. Yep. And we're going to continue doing this. So if you like this episode, get strapped in.
Slap that like and punch that bell.
No. Ring that bell! I need to start working on my Dr. Doofenshmirtz impression again. Perry the Platypus, ring that bell!
Yeah, send us more stuff. We want to hear your voices and your calls and all your cool stuff.
Yeah.
And all your bad stuff, too. So we'll see you next week, everybody. It started over. I guess we're still here. We're gonna stick around for another for another four measures. I think
we're staying here forever.
I think Brent left early.
I was trying to do something, but it didn't work.
Oh, okay. Well,
it didn't work.
I guess we're gonna be leaving once this here song ends. So we'll see you guys next week.
We gotta get better at this timing thing.
That's right. We'll close it.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Congratulations. You made it through The Shaft Alive. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast player and leave us feedback. Read show notes, leave us a voice message, and find out more about the show at www.theshaft.live.
That voice is so jacked.
So horrible. And I'm so bad with like Fiverr. Like, you pay someone like, you know, a few bucks to do something like that, and you listen to it and you're like, I can't tell you it sounds like ass.
Because I only paid you like $1.50 for it.
Right? And how do I go, can you make it sound not as much like ass? I'm not sure they reply.
Yeah. I know I'm not paying you like a professional, but could you record it like it's you're a professional? I'd really appreciate that, please.
Like, if I give you the $10, I'm going to have to pay someone else to do it. Can you do it in a way that's not like the $5 version?
Oh, God.